Good evening, this is Monday, February 14th. I don't need to mention these things, apparently. But, depending on where you are listening from...
It's a Hallmark holiday. I have a question before we start.
Wait a second, there's a question before we start.
Online or offline?
I don't know.
Okay, offline.
I don't know if you got to it yesterday.
Yes.
But we learned that Mordechai, you know, Ahasuerus went to Mordechai for advice how to get Esther
rid
to
of Esther. Esther to, yes, to reveal.
So he said, all right, have another.
Right.
Did you do that? Gotcha.
Yes, we did do that.
My question was, isn't that inevitably what's going to happen is other Jewish girls are going to be, as a result of that Eitzah, you know,
ooh,
swept in and you know, in Nival and...
So I think the answer is that it wasn't...
How can Mordechai do that just for this advice?
So I think the answer is that it wasn't real. Anyways, it was just a hikavet with Sulo Shenis. Nothing happened with them. It was just like a show. Like, oh, I think we're going to have another pageant. As opposed to anything really happening with it.
Okay. And the other... My next question...
Good? Like, worth the calories or just good?
Well, this one,
worth it.
I don't know.
Yeah, another question I have, I don't know if maybe it's today's.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. And this is, I learned this before, that Mordechai was still living with Esther
yes.
at the same time.
So we learned that yesterday, right?
It was Onet, that was Ratzon. Okay, fine. I'm not talking about that. How on earth would he think he could get away with that?
Wait,
to
you're...
sleep with the queen?
Oh, she's just asking...
I read through the... Halakha.
Why is it worth it?
It said, let me see your wife naked. Remember that one? It said,
No. She's saying, how stupid can you be? They're afraid of writing in the Megillah, Vatihi lo levayis. So he wasn't smart enough to just say, listen, maybe we should...
Yeah.
Call the... We shouldn't be caught doing anything. So, I'm thinking of something now that could answer a different question. A few questions, which is, why would they want to do it, besides for, even if it's mutter? Maybe the Gemara is not saying, maybe the Gemara is not saying that they actually did it.
She was showing the Damnida to the Chama.
Maybe the Gemara is saying that she could have done it. I don't know, it's a little bit of a stretch.
Maybe he raised her. There is a special connection between them. You know.
Oh, so he wasn't afraid of getting caught.
Not that he wasn't afraid, it was working for him. Maybe he was very careful, he's a very smart person, he's not a regular person. And he was just
very careful. Why is it worth it for him?
Huh?
No, he's saying that Mordechai Achashverosh knows that Mordechai and Esther have a special connection. He adopted her and a father and daughter, so he's saying he wasn't afraid that he was going to get caught because of that.
Maybe he was.
Okay, I've been up at 4:30, so...
Wow.
Let's start.
Okay, where are we up to?
You give him a base somewhere, right?
Yeah, you'd give him a base. We're at Achar Hadvarim Ha'ele. It's pretty much smack in the middle of the bottom.
Is it back on?
It's on.
No, we're dead.
Okay, Achar Hadvarim Ha'ele, in middle of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Okay, February 14th, and here we go. Achar Hadvarim Ha'ele. We really, really did this last night, but we did it quickly, and it's really the next part, so we didn't do it again. Achar Hadvarim Ha'ele, after what? After what things? After all these things that we just mentioned. After Haman... After Vashti's killed, after Esther's instituted, and after Mordechai saves the king's life. Now, the setup exists for what? Amar Rava, Achar Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Refuah L'Makkah, the Achar HaDvarim HaEle is after there was a refuah, then there could be the Makkah of Haman. Amar Yisrael, Kishen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Makkah Yisrael, Em Kein Bar Elam Refuah Tchila, Shnei Makarav Yisrael, V'nigra Avon Ephraim. Aval Amosolam Eidol Kein, Makkah Osam Rachakach Bar Elam Refuah, Shnei Mar, V'nagaf Hashem Es Mitzrayim, Nagof V'rafo. First it says V'nagaf, and then it's V'rafo. Okay, so I explained last night how important it is that when you, even when you, if a person needs to punish one of their children or even threaten them, you'll do it in a way so that if they get out of it, you can still let them have it. You'll word your threat in a way so that the, if they do say they're sorry or if they do have charata, that you'll be able to fulfill without looking bad or lying or anything. So that's the same type of thing. That the Ribbono Shel Olam really wants them to survive, so the refuah has to be there before the makom. Mashen Kein Ribbono Shel Olam, it's no big deal if they get knocked off, if they get bumped off. Vayivez be'enav l'shloach yad b'Mordechai levado. So it's interesting. He brings down. I saw someone told me on the bottom of a Megillah, of the Artscroll Megillah, Megillah Asrus, not the Megillah. That he brings down, explaining why something was bothering me. Why is it vayivez be'enav l'shloach yad b'Mordechai? If someone does you wrong, that you want to do something back to them. Why was it like?
Kill the whole nation.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta kill the whole nation. So. So the answer is because of what Mordechai did. When it was told to Haman that Mordechai did it not because of a personal reason, but because of a religious reason. So then Haman said, oh, then it was Vayivez Be'enav L'shloach Biyad Mordechai Levado, because Mordechai wasn't acting as Mordechai Levado. Mordechai was acting as a Jew. Oh, I have to kill the Jews. I have to get rid of everything they stand for. It won't help for me to get rid of what Mordechai is, because Mordechai is not about himself. It's about something bigger than Mordechai. And that's why the Gemara says it makes so much more sense now, the Gemara. And then the people, Umanu Rabbanon. Oh, he wanted to kill the Rabbanon because they stand everything that Mordechai stands for. And eventually he wanted to kill all of them. He peeled poor. Hu hagoral. This is where the word Purim comes from the poor, the lots. Tana. Adar, when it fell in Adar, Samach, Simcha Gedola, Haman was so excited. Why? Amar, Nafali Pur, the Areach Shemes Pamoshe. This is a horrible Simon for the Jews. This is the Adar, this is the bad month for them. Their great leader died. He didn't know that Mordechai was Moshe was also born on Shiva Ba'adar. Any problems with this?
What's the problem?
I don't know, I just thought if he was such a scholar of Jewish history that he would have known.
Oh, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I don't want to go on off the tangent. But what I was going to say is I have many examples of the Goyim knowing Jewish history and even Kabbalah and that kind of thing. There's a lot of that. A lot of Makoros on that.
No, I don't have a problem that he knew it.
Oh, okay,
I'm surprised that he didn't know it out of self. He didn't do his homework.
Oh, out of self. I gotcha. Yeah.
He knew that...
He was OCD or ADD.
No,
or
you think like you would Wikipedia something.
Right.
It would come up.
He didn't read to the end of the page.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The next thing is in the Megillah it says, Yeshno Am Echad. Amar Rava. On this whole thing, Am Echad Mifuzar Mifurad Ben Amim. Amar Rava. Lack of the Adelishan Bishon Kahaman. No one knew how to slander like Haman. Amalei. This is the conversation that happened between Haman and Achashverosh. He said, listen, Tan Nechlinu, let's go destroy them. Amalei Mistafina Me'elokav. Achashverosh said, I'm afraid. There's Belshazzar and Nebuchadnezzar, there's other people that Moshe took care of after they took care of his people. Deloyli Avid, because the Avid become I don't want him to do to me like he did to my predecessors. Amalei Yashnu Menemitzos. Don't worry. What is it? Yeshno Am Echad Mifozar Umforad. Yeshno. Don't read it. Yeshno. Yashnu. They're tired. They're sleepy. They forgot the mitzvahs. So therefore what?
They don't have the protection.
Therefore you don't have to worry that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to be upset at you because they deserve to be Amalei Ispu Rabbanon. But there are people that do keep the mitzvahs, the Rabbanon. Amalei, don't worry, I'm Echad Hein. Amalei, I'm Echad Hein. Yeah, but they're one nation. In other words, the Rabbanon, even if they keep it themselves, there's an Arevim Zebazer, and they're responsible for the Yashnu and mitzvahs of the Amonam. That's one pshat. Shema Tomar Karchani Osam Machusecha. And we I don't know if you remember, we had before, it's more dangerous. It says, Ish and Melech. It's more dangerous, which one? If which one is coming to kill us, an Ish. Why? Because the Melech is always concerned that he's not going to have subjects. So here he's addressing that, Achashverosh. Don't worry that, Shema Tomar Karchani Osam Machusecha, I'm making a bald spot in your nation. In other words, a king is ultimately concerned about his own power. He kills off everyone in his nation, in his kingdom, he doesn't have any power. So he says, maybe you're concerned I'm making a bald spot. Don't worry. They're not concentrated in one area. You won't notice that they're gone. Maybe you would say, even though they're spread out, they contribute to the GDP. Right? What's that? Gross domestic product. They add, no, miforad kefrei dezusha in osaperos. They are barren like a mule. Shema tomar ikamidin saminayu. Maybe you'll say, and this is one way or another. Either you could say, we should ghettoize them, put them all in one ghetto, or shema tomar, there's still one medina that's going to be lost without them. Tamar lomar b'chol medinos machosecha. Either way, the point is, either it's too hard to gather them like a ghetto, or they're all spread out. Don't worry that one Medina is going to get affected more than the other. Dasayim shonos mikolam, delo achli minon, they don't eat our food. Velo nazvi minon, they don't marry our daughters. Velo minzvi lon, and they don't let us marry their daughters. Vestaseh amelch enam osim. Dimafki lekulu shasa b'shai pai. What's shai pai? It's so weird that today we don't even have this. But apparently, you know, when you're out in the workplace, so comes Elul, and people are concerned because they have to go to their bosses and explain, we're having Yom Tov, we're having Chol Moed, we're having the first days, we're having the last days. You know, especially Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur really all come out at the same time, so it's week after week after week. So apparently, back in the day, then Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So apparently, back in the day, there was even a Rosh Hashanah for this Shabbos Hayom Pesach Hayom, and this is how it was derogatory. But Haman was saying the Jews are always off; they always have Yom Tov. So they don't contribute to anything. They're always busy with Yom Tov. V'lamelech ein shovel la'anicham. Da'achlu v'shasu u'mavdu le'lamalchus. All they do is eat and drink and Yom Tov, and they mevaz le'lamalchus v'afilu nofo zvuv b'kosar shel echad mehem zarko v'shoseyu. V'madoni ha'melech nageh b'kosar shel echad mehem chovto b'karka v'eno shoseyu. So here he twisted Yain Efsach around, and he said, what's worse, a fly falls into the drink or the king touches the drink? If a fly falls into the drink, they'll take it out and throw it away and they'll drink it. If you, Ahasuerus, would have touched their drink, they would throw it in the garbage. Yai Nesach. So, Imam al Amelch Tovi Kosev La Abdom Ba'aseres Alafim Kikar Kesef, I will weigh and I will give you. Amrei Shalakesh, Govi Yudhu Alafim Misha Amar Bahaya Ha'olam Sha'asad Amon Lishkol Shkalam Yisrael Lefikach Hiktiv Shiklehen Lishkalav. Therefore, the Rebbeinu Shalom was Makdim Refuah L'Maka, and on Aleph Adar, a month before Aleph Nisan, which is the last date by when you have to give in your Shkalim, that's when they used to be Machriz. So comes along the Schus of the Shkalim and outweighs the Schus of the Haman Shkalim. And I can't go through it now, but it's really fascinating. He goes through it here on the side. Where is it? Of an exact cheshbin that the average shkalim that they collected from all of Bnei Yisrael equals the amount of
the Haman gave
of kasav of kesef, yeah, of kiyotei Mitzrayim.
He gave a lot. Of
he
this
gave
parsha,
a lot.
This week's parsha.
Yeah, all this week's parsha. Now we're up to Kiziza. This is it. Where is it? I have to find it. It's here. Okay. So Disnan be'echad ba'ad mashmim lashkom al kalayim. Vayomer. So they you see it that be'echad ba'ad they would remind about shkalim and kalayim. Why kalayim? Why kalayim? So what happened was after Tu B'Shvat, things would take root and they would start sprouting. So right when things started to sprout, you would be able to see if there was kelayim. So they would announce right away, everyone go out in your field and look, make sure that there's no kelayim. And for the Aleph Nisan, they were also giving a month in advance to go have enough time to bring the shkalim. Okay, Vayomer Melech. Vahaman, Hakasef Nosun Loch, Vaham, Lasos Bo Katov Beinecho. Amar Reb Abba. Marshal da Khashir Shahaman Madavadama. The Shlibni Adam, the Echaraya Lotel, Betoksadeo, one had a mountain, Echaraya Lochritz, one had a pit, Betoksadeo, Baal Kharitam, meet him, Litel. The one with a pit is walking around saying, I need dirt. And the one, meet him, Litel, Bazama, who's going to sell me dirt? Baal Atel, Omer, meet him, Lichritz, Zebadamim. And the one with the mountain is looking to get rid of it, and he's willing to pay to cart it off. Liyamim nizgav luzel tozeh. Eventually, they met each other. Amalei balchir tzal balatel mechar li telcha. Amalei tel atu b'chinam. Balavai. And each one says, oh, take it. I'll pay you for it. The other one says, what do you mean? I've been looking for someone to get rid of it. I was willing to pay to cart it away. So, balavai, get rid of it. I'm happy to get rid of it. Now, the problem is, and I don't know the answer, and I don't like what he says on the bottom. I shouldn't say what he says. He brings it down from Binayahu. So, but the problem, I guess so, yeah. So, the problem is, according to the Gemara right now, it seems that Achashverosh and Haman were equal. If Haman and Achashverosh were mamish equal in their rishus, then Haman, then there's a masu panim, there's a problem that Haman was killed, and Achashverosh lived Beseva, right? Okay? So he says, no, that it's Meduyak, that Haman was Mashpil them more. Haman is the Baal Hacharitz. And he feels the Jews have no worth, have nothing. We should get rid of them. Achashverosh felt, no. They have something. They're the Chacha Mountain. In other words, there's Mila to them, which really continues with what Achashverosh was saying before. Mistafina, I'm afraid of their Baal Shalom. I'm not just going to get rid of them. So he says that him telling Haman, don't pay me for it, was because of the mila that he had for them. And I just don't understand it.
No, what's wrong? He was much of them to a certain extent.
No, he says by that he says, don't pay me. He's being machsh of them more. I can't sell them. And I don't understand that, because in the Teichacha we say that one of the Ein Koneh, one of the, that eventually you're going to, people are going to try to buy you and they won't be selling. So the fact that Ahasuerus is saying, no, I'll leave it, we're going to kill them without paying them, is a kiyum of that. And it's worse, not better. So I don't understand it. But I'm not denying that it seems like Ahasuerus, we have to come up with a reason Ahasuerus had some sort of a more kavod for Bnei Yisrael than Haman did. Because if not, why did Haman deserve this gezeira and Ahasuerus seemingly got out scot-free?
Oh, you can simply say Ahasuerus did tshuva by, you know, knocking off Haman when he found out.
Also, Ahasuerus, if he wanted to get rid of them, he could have done it without Haman even saying it.
She's saying he wasn't the initiator.
No, I mean, Haman was the guy that made it happen. He needed Ahasuerus.
Yeah, but that's not the Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying Ahasuerus is more than happy to get rid of them. He's been looking to get rid of them for a while. He just didn't need an excuse. So Gemara doesn't seem like saying that.
It's really interesting. They published a Pinchas Hirschbaum in Montreal. I have it at home.
And he says that?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
Tony McGillan, us Canadians might be excited by that information.
Okay. He was that Gaon Adi, right? Vayosar HaMelech es Tabato. And he took off the ring and he gave it to Haman. Amar Rababa Bar Kana, very famous. Gedola Hasaras. Tabas Yosef Me'abon, just one of Nevi'im. Shem Nevi'im, Shnev Nabalam Yisrael. The taking off the signet ring was greater than the 48 Nevi'im and the 7 Nevi'os. Shekulam Hachziram Mutav. That all of them did not exact the tshuva that the Asaras HaDabas did in a moment, and Ilo Asaras HaDabas HaChzirasa L'mutav, and the Asaras HaDabas made them change immediately. It says right away that they wore sackcloth, that they did tshuva right away from the Gedola Yir Shushan Navocha B'chol Makom Asher, what does it say, Magia Evel Kaved LaYehudim V'sak V'eid for Yutzal Rabim. They immediately took it on and changed everything who they were.
I heard something interesting about who was the king of who was the king. It's Paro. Paro escapes and he's now
where?
Running in
Nineveh.
In Nineveh.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that's why he changed.
So that's a different time, okay. Right? Here we're talking about the Asaras HaDabas. The only other time. That was actually Yonah's fright, because it's on this Gemara. He's bringing down Yonah was afraid to go to Nineveh because he knew that they were going to be Chozer B'Tshuva because of this Gemara.
Yeah.
Because he knew that none of the Nevi'im and none of the Nevi'os did anything. And now he's going to go to Nineveh and they're going to turn around. What a horrible kitchug. Yonah was willing to be Moshe Nefesh rather than go to Nineveh because of the kitchug that'll be. Now he's bringing down that how come Taka Melch Nineveh turned on a dime?
Because it was Paro.
Learned his lesson. And that's why it says that Lo Nishar Lahem Ad Echad. That's what it says right after the Az Yashir, right before Az Yashir. No one, not even one, not one was left. One was left. And this was Paro. And this works Givaldic with the Maral and the Ramban on that explains what it was that, how could Hashem have been the Chazek, by Chazek Hashem a slave Paro? Because everyone has a Shaykh to Tshuva, even Paro. And in order to show that everyone could do Tshuva, he had to take away the Makos. He had to take away the Moshe. He had to take away everything to show you that the only reason Paro didn't do it until now was because he had these other things. But if you took them all away, Paro could also do tshuva. Okay? Tremendous. So this is the Gemara that was this horrible kitrug that the Asaras HaDabas was greater than all the Nabim and all the Nevius, Yonah included. So now let's see what happens. Even though there were so many Nevi'im and Nevi'os, they didn't take away or add anything except for Mikra Megillah. Chutzim and Mikra Megillah, and this also works nicely with, what does it say?
We learned that earlier, why how they added Megillah.
Right, it also says V'lo Yavar, right? It says all the Yom Tovim Shev Yisrael are going to
accept Purim.
By Mashiach, except for Purim. So it's interesting that it's also Lo Pachsu V'lo Asiru Chutzim and Mikra Megillah, and it's also the one that is ultimate, eternal. My darsh, where did they know to add Mikra Megillah and Purim into the liturgy? If from Avdus L'Cheiros Paro Mitzrayim to Adam Mitzrayim, you say Shira, being saved from certain death, right? Haman wanted to kill them. Of course, you say Shira. Why only Mikra Megillah and a Yom Tov? Why don't we also say Hallel? The Gemara answered, because it happened in Chutz Laaretz, and it says here that there's some element in Chutz Laaretz that is a less of a direct Yeshua from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So since it's not this miuchad hashgacha pratis, but it's like through a malach or a shaliach, so therefore you don't have the right to say shira in Chutz Laaretz. Yetzias Mitzrayim the nation of Chutz Laaretz, but Yetzias Mitzrayim was in Chutz Laaretz, and we say Pesach, we say Hallel. No. Kedetanya ad shelo nichnas l'Eretz Yisrael. So I don't understand why the Gemara didn't just answer Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saraf. Right? That's what we say in the Haggadah, that the Rabbeinu Shalom Ela bechvodo v'atzmo took us out. So if there's an element of indirectness, that's why we don't say Shira, that didn't exist in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in a way, that's really what the Gemara is answering. Until they got to Eretz Yisrael, the Hashgacha Pratis was equal. Once they got to Eretz Yisrael, there was less of Hashgacha Pratis, and whatever that means. And there was and the Rabbeinu Shalom does an ace when he does an Eretz Yisrael direct, and that's why an ace in Eretz Yisrael you would say Shira on, you'd say Hallel, you'd say everything, but if it happened in Chutz Laaretz, you wouldn't. So the Gemara now has a problem. Oh, so that's one answer. A nation b'chutz laaretz, you don't say Hallel. And the Gemara, Rav Nachman Amar, no, Kriya Zu Halela. You do really say Hallel. And it's Kriya is its Hallel. Rav Amar, Bishlam Asam.
This is a Rat La'alacha, if you miss Kriya and Purim,
you should say Hallel? Really?
I don't remember if it's with a Brat, without a
Brat. Why don't you just say Kriya?
If you have a kosher Megillah. I'm not going to make a bracha on that halal.
The nitig of
real, I saw this nitig of real.
Wow.
I have it at home.
In the first halukah that we say in Hallel, we say Hallelu Avdei Hashem. So you can say Hallelu Avdei Hashem because you're no longer Avdei Paro. But now, Elohacha, but by Achashverosh, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Hallelu Avdei Achashverosh, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anon. It wasn't a full geula that they could say Hallelu Avdei Hashem. And now that they're no longer, they're only Avdei Hashem. No, even after the Megillah, they were still Avdei Achashverosh. Yeah, what's the question? I didn't like this at all. I didn't understand it. I don't like it.
Perfect.
No. It was the whole thing with Memtesh Tuma, and that they were an Avdus mentality, and that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ilu Lahotzi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asano, Anachnu Avod Eino, we would still be there in Mitzrayim because we were Avde Paro. Once we were taken out of Mitzrayim, the concept of Avde Paro didn't exist anymore. Well, then Avde Achashverosh, they were under the rule of Achashverosh. But you can't compare the Avde Paro to Avde Achashverosh.
They're free citizens and free society.
Yeah. So I didn't understand.
How long were they? My idea. Once you're in a system, and that's a system you know, they're happy to be there.
So I think that's why I think the answer is not Mamish Avde Achashverosh, but by the fact that they were still under the rule of Achashverosh, it shows that it wasn't a full Geula. Azag Geula, where it's not complete, you can't say Halala. I think that's what the Gemara. I think that's what the Gemara is saying. Beimu Rava, Beimu Rav Nachman Kasha.
You know, all the Tzionish poskim bring this down. I know. As, right. That's still okay to say halal, even though it's a chetzi gula.
In today.
Today, right.
No, but it's also the other part of the Gemara. Because it's dafka, because it's in Eretz Yisrael.
Also, right, that too. I'm saying even though
in other words, chetzi
gula. Right, it's a miracle happening in Eretz Yisrael.
If people ask, how could you say halal on Yom HaTzimut? When there were all these other times throughout history when the Chachamim never instituted Hallel, so you see you don't have that right to do it. So the answer is, from this Gemara, that those all the Nisim and Chutzlar, but he has an ace that has to wear it's true, so therefore we have to.
And then they say, well, but then the opponents say, well, it's Chetzi Gula, it's not full Gula.
So then you see here, I'll tell you.
Even Chetzi Gula, right?
Well, if you say Hallel, you could say Nechutzlar, it's too. Oh, I don't know. There are people that say Halal with a bracha. I'm sure there are people that say Halal with a bracha.
Most do.
In Chutzlarts.
Yeah, they still do.
I'm sure
they do.
Yeah.
I had a great answer to this. You should do Open Gurion, though.
Yeah.
Open Gurion did.
No Halal with a bracha. That's a good one, yeah.
Vatanya. Mishinich Nuslarts, Lahuch Shirkalarts, Lamar Shira, Kevin Shigalu, Chazur Lach Shira, and Arishan. Oh. So, the. Bein L'Rafa, Bein L'Rav Nachman, we have a problem because both of them said that you could say Halel. But now we said, Mishenech Nesubla Aretz, Lohuch Shukor Atzlam Ashira, that you no longer say on Halel, on an Ace with Chutzlaretz. Gemara answers, Kevin Shigalu, Chazru Lachsher Narishon. No, once it was a Galus, so it went back to this. And I think Rashi says, Imcha Anochi Betzara, that the Rebbein Shalom was Goleh with them, and therefore this direct Hashgacha Pratis existed again because now he went to out of Chutz Lartz, out of Eretz Yisrael with them. The Suleka is that there were only 48 and 7 Nevi'im and Nevi'os. Oksiv, Vayi Esh Isha Chod Minor Masayim Tzofim. This is in the beginning of Shmuel, Elkanah, the story of Chana and Pnina. And it says Elkanah went out from Ramasayim Tzofim. What do we learn from there? Echad mi Masayim. Ramasayim sounds like 200. One out of 200 Tzofim. Shinas Nabalim Yisrael. Oh, there were 200. Elkanah was one of 200. Just in his day. So how could you say that there were only 48? When just in Elkanah's generation there were 200. My answer is Mahavatuva Havu. No, of course there were many, many. Kidatanya, Arbin Amiyam Amdulam Yisrael. Kiflaim Kiyotim Mitzrayim. Double what left Mitzrayim. Either we're talking about double 600,000, which is 1,200,000, or double 3,000,000 or more, which is 6,000,000. Elan Avua, Shuruch Ladaras Nichtaba. Shuruch Ladaras Nichtaba. If it was something relevant for the nation, for the generations, it was written. If not, it wasn't written. Shmuel Menachmani Amma Adam Haba Mishtei Ramos Shatsofa Zuazu. What does Ramasayim Tzofim mean? This area where Akana lived had two mountaintops that looked across a valley at each other. Ramasayim, two Ramot Tzofim looking at each other across the valley.
But he's one of the 48.
Alkana? Is he?
What we're saying now, that
no, Rashi. It was the extra one.
Rashi. Rashi counts the 48. He can't find two. So he's in there. You see, Rashi counts Elkanah. Zel Elkanah.
Yeah.
Zel Elkanah. Shmuel. God. Nothing. David. Shlomo. Ido.
Yeah, he counts.
He counts Elkanah.
He was on Sefer Elkanah.
He can't still call it. Look at it's an interesting Rashi. The Rashi finishes off Shnayim lo yatati. I can't find two. Rashi can't find the 48.
Yona was in this list.
Yona has to be in this list. Why not?
Yeah, that's for sure. He has his own
Yona
book.
Ben Amitai, Yeshaya b'mei Menashe, Yol Nachum Chavakuk.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's a great Rashi. Okay. Look at this. Okay, so what do we have answers now? Ramasayim Tzofim means one of 200. It also means from the heights that saw each other. And now look at this. Rabbi Chanin Amar Adam Habam Ibnei Adam Sha'om de Merumo Shalom. Al-Qadha was descendant of people that stood where no one else stood. Umaninu Ibnei Korach. The Chesiv Ibnei Korach Lomesu. Tana Mishim Rabbeinu Malkom Nispatzalim Begehenim Amdu Alav. That he was a descendant of Bnei Korach. Bnei Korach were saved because they... What's the word?
Yeshuva, I mean, they don't save.
No, the word for the precipice, the precipice.
The ground that they jumped onto?
Yeah, crevice. Opened up, and there was a precipice, and they stood on this, and they were saved.
A ledge.
A ledge.
A ledge in English, in simple English.
A ledge. Yeah. A ledge came out, and they were saved.
Thank you.
Because they did tshuva on the way down. Listen to this. They did tshuva on the way down. And they were saved. You know what that means? It means that everyone else on the way down didn't do tshuva.
It's true, huh?
It's crazy. Can you imagine? I can't get over this. I was reading this tonight when I was praying and I was like, oh my gosh. They did tshuva on the way down. That means Dasan Aviram, Korach, of course, hundreds of other people, they were going down. They already saw their time. They're like, no. This is unbelievable because, so Elkanah was Bnei Korach. And who was Elkanah's son?
Shmuel.
And what did Korach see? Korach saw Moshe the Aaron Bechanov. Shmuel the Koreshimo.
I'm supposed to be the leader.
See, he saw that there's an element in him that's greater than Moshe and Aaron by themselves. Moshe the Aaron on one side, Shmuel on the other. Shmuel, in a way, was somehow in some element greater than Moshe and Aaron together, or greater than Moshe and Aaron by themselves. And Korach used that to prove that he is something greater than. And eventually, he was killed and his children were saved, and this is where it came from. Okay, Sheven and Vios, who were they? Maninu. Here we go. Sarah, Miriam, Dvorah, Chana, Adigail, Chulda, Esther, Sarah. Tichsiv, Abi Milka, Abi Yiska. You see where Amar Abi Yitzchak, Yiska, Zusara. Really, your name was Sarah. Yiska. Shechsach Sabruach HaKodesh. Because she was enveloped in Ruach HaKodesh. Shenemar Kol Asher Tamar Lecha Tzorah Shema B'Kolah. You see, the Baruch Shalom said that she's a Nevi'ah, Adif be Avram, because Hashem said, listen to what she has to say. Dabar Acher, this is so meduyak. Listen now. Yiska, if Yiska is Al Shem Shesach Sabaruch HaKodesh, why wasn't her name Yiska? Why did everyone call Yiska?
You're asking the reverse. Why are you asking on the reverse flip coin of it?
No. What? Why?
Why is Sarah not Yiska?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
So the Gemara answers. Davar Acher Yiska. Shakol Sachin Biyofya. If all you're going to do is call Yiska, some people are going to think that it's because she was so beautiful. What type of a woman does everyone know and call her beautiful? A woman that puts herself up on a pedestal and shows herself off. Chas v'shalom that we would associate Sarah with a kol sachin b'yofya only. That's why we don't call her Yiska. We call her Sarah. Miriam. Tichsiv v'tikach Miriam v'nevi'ah achos Aaron. Achos Aaron v'lo achos Moshe. Amar Rav Nachman. Amar Rav shohesa misnava kishehi achos Aaron. When she was the only Aaron's sister, before Moshe was born, Omeres, Asida Imi Shetelu Ben Shishis Israel. She said, my mother is going to give birth to the Ben Shemoshiach Yisrael. The whole bayis was full of light. I'm going to be a Vedishka Rosha. Her father Amram went and kissed her on the forehead. Amalab Bitan Niskaima Nebuasech. It was fulfilled. Your prophecy was fulfilled. The Kavan Sheshli Chulia Ar. I'm going to be a Vedishka Rosha. He knocked her on the head. He said, Oi, Amalab Bitan Yechon Nebuasech. What happened now with you, Nebua? She had nevuah, but she had emunah in her nevuah. So now she said, I have to see what's going to happen with Moshe. Is he going to die? Because this is Ben Shem Moshiach Yisrael. Devorah Isha Neviah, Eshel Slapidos. Where did her nevuah come from? The Gemara answers, my Eshel Slapidos, she also psilos the mikdash. Since she did these psilos the mikdash in the schus of the Ora Zutara, she had nevuah.
I don't like this. It's so far away from Shat. Shat is her husband's name was Slapidos. What are you darshing for? She's married to a man named Lapidos.
Maybe his name wasn't Lapidos. That's the problem.
No, but Bajim Shat ain't Mikra Yotze Midive Pshuto. It's totally knocking out Bajim Shat. She wasn't even married, perhaps. Bajim Shat, she's married to a man named Lapidos. The Gemara's knocking that off. I don't like it.
Why?
The Gemara's erasing the fact she's married to
I think the Gemara is saying, if her husband's name wasn't really Lapidos, what does Lapidos mean? It's coming to tell me something else.
Married to a man named Lapidos. The Argamara teaches us it means something else, yes. Uh-huh. But so far away from Shant, that's problematic.
Okay.
But the rules of A Nikra Yosemi Direk Shuto is a rule.
Except we also had before a Gemara that, remember we had the Gemara that said before that his name was Mered. Was his name Mered or was his name Kalev? Must be it was the same person. So why does it call him Mered? Why does it call him Kalev?
Right, he had two names.
Here no, that's not what the Gemara says.
What do you mean?
The Gemara says that because it was really Kalev, but he did something on Merida.
So they nicknamed him like this?
So they're coming to tell you why Dafka was Bisya married to Mered, because she was Mored Begulule, and he was Mored Batzaf Meraglim.
This has nothing to do with his name.
No.
Named on her actions. That's true. But again, okay, but it doesn't take away, I don't know, maybe it's a similar case.
Pioshevas Tachas, and there it's even worse. Because they're in Divrei Hayamim, and we could allude to think that this was really who she was married to, and she wasn't. She was really married to Kalev. He Yoshevas Tachas Tomer Devora. Maishna Tachas Tomer. Why did she sit under Tamar Dafka? Because it had hard branches, and everyone could see from afar who was coming to meet with her. There was no problem of Yichud. Dovracha, Ma Tamar Zah. Ain lo elalei bechad, the same way a tamar, a palm tree, different than other trees, grows with one trunk, and then only at the very top does the fruit come out. There are no like branches like we have other, right? All different things. It has one leaf. So too, in the times of Devorah, she was able to be chozer, they were all united in their commitment to the Ribbono Shel Olam.
So then why did it earlier we say the 48 and the 7 couldn't bring them?
Lo had
it almost sounds like they did
that
they
every single time it was horrible.
Right.
Okay, so
but here it sounds like no.
So the answer is very simple. It's not that there weren't good times by the Nevi'os and the Nevi'im. It's that when the Nevi'im or Nevi'os called for tshuva because of a Nevuah, it didn't do the wonders that Hasar Sadabas did. Not that there were never good times.
It seems from here that in the times of Devorah that people, it,
things were good.
The lave was towards
things
Shaman.
Was good. Not that things were bad and she was able to return them around. The things were alright.
We're going to a lot of arichas. If we wanted to, if could women be a dying, how is the word? Right?
Yes, so this is a
big locus.
And then one of the answers is that she wasn't really a shofeta, she was
an
just
advisor.
Whatever it is, it's more than women are doing today. So, or a fuch, or a makar for everything women are doing today. Okay. Chana dechsev atispalel chana batomar alat libi b'Hashem rama karni b'Hashem. So, rama karni, lo rama pachi. She said rama karni. This was an avua because the Karen, who was anointed with a Karen, there are two ways to anoint. One is with a pach. A pach is a cheres, and then you take put the shemen in there and you pour it on the melech. And another one is with a Karen.
Pour it over the finger.
I don't know, they did something.
On the Greek letter, yeah. Rashi, this is partial, that's partial. The something. Greek letter key, Rashi says.
That's what they do.
They take the finger and they put the Greek letter key.
Uh-huh. So, and then the other way is that they put the shemen in a keren, like a shofar type thing, and then they did it from there. So she said, Rama Karni Bashem, those that will come from me, who's me, Chana? Okay? Who's talking now? Chana. So Shmuel anointed David and Shlomo, and those were lasting Malchios. But those that were anointed with a pach, who are Shaul and, help me out,
Yehu,
I don't even know who that was, okay, they were did not have a lasting malchus. Now Gemara says it. Their malchus lasted long. Shaul and Yehu, shenimshichu b'pach, lo nimshichu malchusan. And she said, Rama Karni Bashem. Those that came from a Karen, that was, it lasted longer. That was an Avua. She continues and says, Ein Kadosh Kashem Kambal Techa. We say this, of course, in Ein Kelokeinu, in the morning. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Menashe, Al Tikre Biltecha El Alevalo Secha. Don't read, Ki Ein Biltecha. But read Levalo Secha. By what is that, Levalo Secha? I'm trying to remember why. One second. Levalo Secha is to survive you, not by yourself, but rather. Oh, okay, this is what I was looking for. It says like this. Ain kadosh kashem vein tzur kelenu kiein biltecha. Okay, why do we need to really say again? We just said ain kadosh kashem. Why do we need to say and right? Ain tzur. So now, that's why it's now, we're saying it's not biltecha, it's levalo secha. There are none that survive you. What does this mean? Shalom kimidas hakadosh baruch hu midas pasav adam. Midas pasav adam asli odav mevalon oso. Amidas Basav Adam, he creates something, and that creature lives longer than he does, right? Think of how long Frankenstein is still around. Dr. Frankenstein was killed right away. So, works of art. Today we have works of art from many. We're going to get to that also in a second. And of course, today, and Basav Adam ends much quicker than what they create. And even if you think about it, works of art, intellectual property, music, Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, we play these people's music today, but they're gone. So Midas Basav Adam is, don't last as long as their creations. Avla Kodesh Baruch Hu Mevala Masi Adav, Kodesh Baruch Hu, of course, lasts longer than his creations. Ein Tzor Kelokeinu, Ein Tzayar Kelokeinu, Adam Tzartzur Agabe HaKosel. A man draws a one-dimensional on a wall, and that's the end of it. In a yachalat baruch mashama, he can't do anything else with it. But crave name ayim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzura b'toch tzura. Hakadosh Baruch Hu not only can create something three-dimensional, he can create it within something else. And still, matibar ruach mashama kravayim name ayim.
and within that something else he can create body and life and intestines and everything else. Abigail. Where do we see Abigail was an Aviyah? The Chseva Hayahi Rochevus Lachamar, but you're right, this Pesesar Amina Army by late. Okay, so just quickly, what happened was Abigail was married to a man by the name of Naval. Okay? Abigail was married to Naval. So, and David didn't like the way Naval talked, so David decided that he was going to kill Naval. So he gets everyone together and he says, okay, let's go, we're going to kill Naval. All of a sudden, on the way to kill Naval, Abigail, Naval's wife, comes out to meet them. And she says, I need to talk to you about something. She takes him aside and she asks him about Dam Seser, right? Yoredes B'Seser Hahar. What do you mean? B'Seser Min Hahar Mibayle. It should say that she was coming down from the mountain. Amar Rav Shmuel Al Iske Dav Abba Min Astorim. She wasn't coming from the mountain. She was coming from a place or with blood that comes from a hidden place. Dam Nida. She was showing him Dam Nida. Not L'Dav V'Rasalo. She was showing him Dam Nida. Amar Lo B'Chimar Dam B'Laila. So she pulls David aside. And David says to her, whoa, I can't take care of this right now. It's I can't pass Damni de Balaila. Amr lo, v'chidon and dinim fashas Balaila. Really? But dinim fashas, you can't be down. You just paskin that my husband is supposed to be killed, but you won't paskin Damni de Balaila. Amr lo.
I think it was because he didn't provide food.
Right, he didn't provide food.
The soldiers.
Did I say he didn't talk nicely about him?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean that. It says here, what is it? Epis, he didn't come out to meet him or something with food?
And she did.
David sent 10 men to Naval, who was a very wealthy man, to request Naval to provide food for David and his men. Naval flatly refused and disgraced David by saying, who is David and who is Ben Yishai? So not only did he say no, he also was Mubaza. So, he says, she says, how could you paskin that he's a chayv misa? So she said, he answered a marba malchus uvla tzrich medayne. It's a different process. It's not, he was marba malchus. What is it? He's guilty of high treason. So you don't have to paskin. Amr la adayin shal kayim layot tzvacha ba'olam. Even so, you can't paskin him. Alts Merida B'Malchus, because Shaul is still alive and it's not accepted that you're king. In other words, you might be king, but Lo Yatzo Tiv Acha Ba'olam, not everyone knows about it. In a way, I guess Merida B'Malchus has to do with levels of the Malchus in order to be. So Amr Allah Uvaruch Tamech Uvrucha At Asher Kelisini Hayom Azem Ibovadamim. And he gives her a bracha that you've saved me from coming to bloods, Dabim. Damim Tarti Mashma. It seems like there are two that Abigail saved him from. What are the two? The Gemara answers, what are the two? One is Naval, that he saved him from Shichas Damim. Elam Lamid Shagil Sashok of Aholach Ura Gimel Parsals. So it says on the bottom that David saw a part of her that maybe he shouldn't have seen. He then traveled. So this revealed is not so.
Rashi says, in the Shavarava Tava,
5. She did not.
She seduced him, or attempted to.
Tosos. Kosha Hek Osa Tzadekis Gil Soshoka of Nedabir. Logar Sinan Shagil Soshoka, the Amri. Yeah, logos in Ikadami Mlamajikus to show Katahish time first. See? Tulsa says she didn't do it.
He also said she didn't eat for the pork chops.
You don't like Tulsa.
Don't say Slifkin was the first one to say the Gemara was wrong.
Okay. So whatever it is, there was something going on here, and then David came to her and said, let's be together. Amala Hashmi Eli, listen to me. Amrlo lo siazos lecha lefuka. Don't let this trip you up. So she saved him. Zos, don't let this trip you up. Mechla aldi kachriti. Sounds like there's going to be another time that he is going to fall in. When is that? Ma'ase Basheva. When he fell in with Basheva. So here you see that Abigail was a Nevi'ah. Umaskana Achiavi, and that's how it was that he fell in with that. And this finishes that Abigail was a Nevi'ah because of Zos Lefuka, not this one and a different one.
Stop it, Abigail.
Come on, let's finish. Let's finish one more. Two more lines. It finishes Abigail. V'ha'isa nefesh Adoni tshiru v'tzara chayim. Apparently, right before he left, she said to him something like Yosef said to the Sar Mashkim. By the way, if our paths cross again, don't forget me. In other words, she is going to be his wife one day. Ki ave miftar abidei amrle. Heitiv Hashem l'adoni v'zachati yitzamasecha. And if Hashem should deal well with you, don't forget me. Amar Nachman, Haida Minchi, Itza Ba'adi Shusa Pilcha. When a woman is talking, she's still spinning her fight, and she's still sewing. You know, they can embroider and they don't have to look, and they're doing two things at once. Yigadamri Shafa
Ba'azel. Even though she's married,
she's still.
He's talking about her. Next
when
husband.
She's not going to be. Ikadamri shuffle the azul by Aiza, they know him itaipi. A goose stops as it goes, but its eyes peer afar. She was looking past when she would be married to Nabal, and the future when she would be married to David. I don't know, it doesn't sound like it's a very.
Very nice, not kosher.
I don't know.
That's another
nubuah
that
she had. Oh, okay. Well, hear what he said?
No.
It's another nubuah that she had. No, not really, because she knew that he was going to kill him. Not a nebuah.
Yeah, right. She, that,
she
right.
knew he was going to kill him. Sad, but I don't know. Okay, shkoach, everybody.